money to go to her wall campaign.
She's talking about a big defection from her ranks, her former Iowa campaign chairman, Kemp Sorensen.
I think there's clearly two tiers of candidates. I believe Ron Paul is in that top tier, and I'm here to help him.
Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum has gained some momentum, while former House Speaker Newt Gingrich appears to have lost some of his. Human Rights Watch says a strong message from the White House is needed after the Egyptian military and police stormed the offices of pro-democracy and other groups.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. This is a tricky issue for the U.S., which above all wants stability in the Arab world's most populous country. America's ally, President Hosni Mubarak, was overthrown 10 months ago, and what comes next is still an unknown, definitely of concern to the U.S. government.
Three U.S.-based organizations were also raided in Cairo, their computers and documents taken away. The State Department says the property should be returned promptly. In Syria, activists say at least four people are dead after government forces opened fire on protesters outside a mosque in Damascus. 60 Arab League observers are in the country. Al Jazeera English reporter Dorsa Jabari.
One of the obstacles, one of the many obstacles they've been facing is the fact that many residents are hesitant to speak to them. They are accompanied by Syrian security forces.
South Sudan says military jets from the north have been bombing locations in the disputed Abyei region along the border. South Sudan's military says this is the second day of it. The country agreed to divide itself, but there are still issues ranging from oil to the actual border line still unresolved. The number of people who made their first applications for unemployment checks went the wrong direction last week, up 15,000 to 381,000. Economist Mark Bittner.
The trend has been down, and that's encouraging. It's consistent with some modest growth in the economy and some continued improvement in the labor market.
Whether the increase in lost jobs means an end to the holiday uptrend will become clear only in weeks to come. Good news again in real estate: pending home sales, contracts to buy were up in November, the best showing in 1.5 years. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 110 points. Nasdaq's gained 18. Oil up 99 and change a barrel. Denver officials say they have fired a police officer with a heavy foot and a drinking problem. The officer is appealing. He says being terminated after driving 143 miles an hour while intoxicated and nearly 90 through four double-nickel speed zones is unfair, and he wants his job back. This is CBS News.
Now at the winter storage event, the Home Depot made a special buy on 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. These colorful totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. All of which means that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag, or the tote. Make room for savings right now with colorful 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Plus supplies last, U.S. Home Depot details.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory before year's end, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. That's right, if it's in stock, it's on sale if you take it home before the year ends. Plus, get extended special financing on top name laminate flooring from just 29 cents. Pre-finished solid domestic hardwood starting at just 99 cents. Pre-finished solid exotic hardwood from only 149. So hurry to Lumber Liquidators before the year ends, because if it's in stock, it's on sale.
What you might not want to be is an elephant in Africa.
It's been a bad year for African elephants, the worst since 1989. The British-based wildlife group Traffic reports 23 tons of ivory tusks were seized, which means more than 2,500 elephants were killed by poachers. Spokesman Richard Thomas.
Although we are seeing more seizures being made, I think that is indicative of more ivory flowing from Africa towards Asia.
The poached ivory goes mostly to Thailand and China, where it's cut into figurines and sold to tourists. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Miami city officials are reminding people of the basic laws of physics, gravity in this case. And they're urging residents not to celebrate New Year's Eve by firing their guns into the night sky. Whatever goes up is going to come down somewhere, usually about 40 yards from where you're standing, if you're trying to shoot it straight up. A 6-year-old boy was hit last year, a tourist from Italy. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes. I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Now at the Winter Storage event, the Home Depot made a special buy on 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. These colorful totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. All of which means that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag, or the tote. Make room for savings right now with colorful 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. Store for details.
Yes, it's Thursday. The significance of which absolutely fails. This Thursday.
And now here's Phil Benica.
Well, it's between Wednesday and Friday. Thursday. Okay, here's what I think's going to be happening tomorrow. Karen Bue's going to be in at 12:05-ish, 12:06, whatever time you go. And then Jimmy D. Left a message for him to try to come, because we got all kinds of year-in-review movies and stuff, most of which I haven't seen. They have a review of the new movie that's going to be starring at the Palm tomorrow. So hopefully you get Jimmy. Other things in the news. Here's a headline. You know, the news behind the news sometimes is so pathetically insane that, you know, you just... All you can do is be grateful and thankful that you're sitting where you are at this moment. I guess you'd have to be within the sound of my voice, which means you're in America. Here's a headline. Thousands mourn Kim Jong-il. So you say to yourself, Kim Jong-il starved these people to death, and so starving thousands are mourning the death of Kim Jong-il. Imagine being in a country where you're starving to death, and if you don't cry, you die.
This is Tarkus G. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks. Owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine. Really nice friends. And that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel, Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Based on some. It has to be based on something right there. Got it. Let's do our Who's This, What's It according to the day in history. There are some things that are happening right here. Our flashback, our highlight in history on December 29th in 1851, the first Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA, United States, was founded in Boston. In 1170, Thomas Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, was slain by knights loyal to King Henry II. In 1911, Sun Yat-sen was elected provisional president of the Republic of China, which came into existence on January 1st, 1912. In 1916, Grigory Rasputin, who wielded great influence with Tsar Nicholas II, was killed by a group of noblemen in St. Petersburg.
A lot of people dying, a lot of weird things going on. I can tell you that right now. Okay. What else happened?
I had to pause for a second, I'm sorry. And that was it. Then our birthdays. Born today, actress Inga Svensson is 79. Actress Mary Tyler Moore is 75. Actor John Boyd is 73. Actor Ted Danson is 64. And actor Jude Law is 39. And once again, happy birthday to the YMCA.
Happy birthday to you.
If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tallest. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strongest. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Yes, that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? What are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month. For 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply in months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra early termination fees and restrictions apply.
With a few more pieces of tape, one final present will be ready for a family that lost everything in a trailer fire just a week ago. Fisher Cook, a third grader at Knightsville Elementary, decided he wanted to help fellow schoolmates that no longer had a place to live.
Well, I heard about their house being burnt down, and I decided to give them my $300 in my bank account.
Fisher's mother, Michelle Cook, says she was, to say the least, proud of her son when he told her what he wanted to do with his hard-earned honor roll and birthday money.
But for him to want to give that up and do something good with it really pleased me.
Cook says last week a trailer on Orangeburg Road near Somerville caught on fire. She says a single mother of three boys lived there, along with the woman's mother and handicapped brother. Cook says she knew the family would need a bit more help and spread the word about Fisher's mission of kindness. She says community members helped to match his Christmas donation, and after a few hours at a local Walmart and helping hands to wrap gifts, the presents are ready to go.
We got him lightsabers, an Airheads High Sky Blue Sky.
Cook says Fisher is excited about giving the gifts to the family, but hopes he will always remember the spirit of giving.
Christmas is not just about presents and what you get. It's doing kind things for others, and that if you do good deeds in life, that they will come back to you.
That's exactly right. I think that's a great little story right there. All right, let's see. We'll see what I got going on here. I thought I was going to be clever. I thought I could do it fast enough. You know, all that stuff where you think you're smarter than whatever else. And then things don't work out for you. And you're going, what the heck's the deal on that? So first I got to find this so I can say, okay, let's be done with it. All right. I really try. Here's another interesting story. You want to do another interesting story? I'll see if this other thing will work for me. Here we go. Let's see.
This is what relief sounds like. When it's played on a $172,000 violin.
It was
such a blessing. I think I'm really, really blessed by God.
After several anxious days and nights, Mei Xin She is playing her beloved Vincenzo Giorio violin once again. It was made in 1835 and lent to her by an organization in Taiwan.
The sound of that violin is really gorgeous.
On Tuesday, after a day of writing final exams and enduring a long drive from Boston to Philadelphia on a megabus, the exhausted student got off without her violin. She remembered a half hour later and thought,
oh gosh, this is not good.
She called the megabus company the next day and was told the bus had been searched and the violin was not there, so she contacted police.
They did stop the bus that she was riding on from Boston to here, which was on the turnpike at that time, and had the bus driver check that bus to see if it was there.
The company contracted to clean the buses in Philadelphia called police with good news. Somehow the violin had resurfaced, and they had it.
I called my parents. The first thing I got the phone call back in Taiwan, it was like 11 o'clock at night for them. They were like, thank God.
Her father also gave her good advice.
I'm never going to have my violin out of my sight.
Christmas time, we all talk about you got to believe. So this is clearly a Christmas miracle where this young lady is going to be able to continue her studies.
Let's go. God, I had the hardest time trying to get Happy Birthday YMCA up, but I finally got it. Thank you very much. All right, let's get into it. I think I got the long version here. Okay, so I'm just doing a quick happy birthday to the YMCA, and I'm just going to let that screw you. All right, you're the Bill, Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, and thank you for joining me. Let me give you phone numbers because we have them. 786-2578, that's 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340, 1-866-937-1340, and you're welcome to buzzer it anytime you want to, and say howdy. I think it was my brother called me on my birthday, and he is a Disney kind of guy. I mean, he really is. So we'll play some Disney music. Why not? Why not, I say? Why not? Okay, let's get to this. Let's see. We'll do that second. First thing is, I was kind of fascinated with this story. I want to share it with you. Right here. Because I used to, years and years ago, I know it seems like it's so many years ago. I've been doing radio for how long now? 37 years? But I'm old, though, is the problem. I got into radio kind of later than a lot of people. Anyway, but I was a salesman. And I used to go out to Paris Valley. I used to go out to Hammett and Paris Valley out there. And you could watch people jumping out of airplanes like crazy men. And here's one right here. This is the eighth death in the last 15 months right here in Paris Valley. And a skydiver is trying to do a special loop-de-dooper thing called swoopy. And I guess what you do is you kind of do something with your chute, so you're shooting towards the ground, and then all of a sudden you try to skim across the thing before you land. It didn't work for him. The first mistake was getting out of the airplane, I believe. Now, let me share this right here with you. And I'm glad this person, I can't read the whole thing, but as much as I'm tempted to, because we haven't gotten to this story yet, and we didn't have a chance yesterday, and I really do want to get to it. And that has to do with Cerrito Peak, a novel experience. And this is written by Dan Riddell, the guy that owns a piece of property. So Dan Riddell bought this piece of property years ago, and he wanted to build a house on it someday. And so he, and everybody's, of course, criticized him. They call it Eagle Rock, which I had never heard that term until this whole thing came up. I lived in Morbid, but I never heard the term Eagle Rock there. Anyway, so he bought 1 acre lot that contains the top of Cerrito Peak. My neighbors live on a 38 large lots that surround our oval-shaped lot. I found a contractor building on granite outcrops in the Sierras, and he designed a 3,200-square-foot house that would work and blend in. So he submitted his plans in 2008. Then last year, a group of neighbors asked me to meet with them on the site. To my surprise, some of them started yelling at me for destroying their beautiful backyard. I explained to them that I was making mortgage, tax, and insurance payments, and if they wanted it for their backyard, they could certainly buy it. He also said the Chumash Indians have nothing to do with this piece of property whatsoever. And so this guy, Fred Collins, who speaks on behalf of the Chumash, he says the Selenian tribe had doings on top of the hill. And the Selenian tribe, respecting his private property rights, already gave him blessings to say, go ahead and do it. Now, he said, I'm waiting for a while because I want to find out if you want a peak to become open space and agree the opponent should not be trying to steal my land, then get out your pocketbooks and contact the city of Morbay and the Selenian tribe. I agree with both parties to wait a certain amount of time while we try to find an equitable solution. Happy New Year from Dan Riddell. And so here's the interesting thing. And here's the part that is kind of a little bit taken aback. The most painful blow to me came from a man I highly respect, world famous conductor Kent Nagano. His viewpoint, published in the Tribune on December 18th, made me feel like he was whacking me with his baton. He forgot to mention that his father, an architectural engineer, had built their very large family home on a tree encrusted lot just a couple hundred feet from where I want to build. It was fine. I was fine with Kent when he saved the peak, but I was disappointed that he did not say one word about just compensating the owner once again. So, and this is really what it comes down to, and I really believe that too. If this was a piece of property, if this was in some way earmarked as a piece of property that couldn't be built on, then he would never have been able to buy it. But this happens a lot of times. And so people say, oh, well, you shouldn't build, and you should give up your property and all. I mean, really, who? Can you afford to do that? If somebody says, you know what? We just found out that the Chumash Indians had actually used your house, where your house is. They had used that as a holy site. So what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to vacate your home. We'll just destroy the house, and then we'll have the lot. You going to do that? It was very interesting when the... And here I don't want to get into a big issue, but I mean I think the fact that we're more sensitive to Native Americans, I think is actually Eskimos, is very important. And I think that I think I've always said this, once we learn to be more sensitive, we're better people, and that has to do with sexual harassment, that has to do with bigotry, that has to do with everything. Once we realize that we're doing things wrong, because it really takes us sometimes a few hundred years, then we say, okay, how can we improve ourselves so that we're, being less hurtful? I have no problem with that. I just wanted to share this with you. When the Hirsch family wanted to build the golfing resort out on Point San Simeon, I got a phone call. I asked on the air. I said, could I please get someone from the Chumash tribe call me? And so they did. They were involved in the whole thing. And he said, here's one of the things. All you can do, he said, is all the Chumash can do, or the Selenians or anybody else, all they can do is basically ask, And I said, well, why is that? And he said, because we're under what the federal government calls a defeated peoples. That's what we're classified as, a defeated peoples. Therefore, the government, the countries, the cities, the whatever, have the right to do whatever they want to with the property if they so wish, and all we can do is appeal that they don't. And so I thought that was very interesting, and it's always stuck in the back of my mind because I had never heard the term before. So, this gets very interesting. I'm not going to say who, but I know I would bet the largest collection of Chumash artifacts are privately owned, which I find interesting.
So I, you know, this, I think probably every place we are, every place that we're building on, every place that, you know, we can see from north to south, east to west, this has to do with the Indians that preceded us, be it the Chumash or whoever it might have been before them. All right, I just thought I'd share that with you. And you can totally disagree if you want to. And I have a phone number here, right here, 786-2578, 786-2578. It's up to you. Other things going on. This is from Kerry Brown at Tascadero. I really want to share this with you. I want to acknowledge the generosity, selflessness, graciousness, and love expressed by friends, family, and strangers who made my son's homecoming, SPC Warren Pettinger, 82nd Airborne, a hero's welcome. Excuse me. Getting him here from North Carolina was a prayer answered by the Ventura family, Robin and Stephanie. Ann Wardle Lacey helped from Trina Wilson immediately spread the word to her people. Kenny Klein of Lee Enterprises, Cheryl Tolan with Welcome Home Troops, who I'm in touch with, and all the volunteers, photographers, everybody else. The list goes on and on. Flags, balloons, and flowers, Girl Scout cookies, a pie, a keepsake banner signed by all the folks who were involved. And, of course, a huge thank you to friends and family who came to welcome him home also. Most of all, a heartfelt thank you to his beautiful, loving, and supportive wife, Alyssa, a beautiful, wondrous, and blessed sight for a soldier coming home. So here we talked about, you know, they said yesterday, with the, you know, the big parade maybe isn't going to happen. And that's the people that got the big parade saved the world. I think I throw confetti at them when I see them now. So, but I think these other welcome homes are really pretty special. And guy in Ukuyama, the sergeant that was killed, his body was escorted to Ukuyama by 400 veteran riders, 400 motorcyclists escorted that body. And that's huge. That's just huge. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. Matter of fact, then we have another soldier story. It's kind of wounded. And this is after. Here's the interesting thing. I'm making sure that I play what's before it first, so that way we don't screw it up, because I'm realizing this computer can only handle so much. So the interesting thing, though, this is a visual, so there's no words spoken. It's just 15 seconds of music with stuff flashed on the screen. But it doesn't matter. It's 15 seconds of pleasant little bing, 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 bing. I'm telling you as well.
I said, I can't believe this. I go to Iraq and Afghanistan multiple times, and I haven't been shot or blown up, and I'm here at home in Florida, and here I am riding away in an ambulance with a bunch of gunshot wounds. We had put a gold chain necklace on Craigslist for sale, and we got a call from this fellow on Deerfield Beach. Galvin said, yeah, I'd like to buy this thing. I was pointing out the carrot marks on the necklace to him, and then he kind of picked it up, put it in his hand, said, yeah, that feels real, and then he just took off running. And I was like, really? And so I started chasing him, got across the street. He pulled out a pistol and just started shooting at me. And I could feel that I was hit and I was in trouble. I had a hole in my chest here and a hole in my abdomen. Those are the ones that I could see the most blood was coming out of, so I just kind of stuck my finger. I don't know if that does any good, but it seemed to make sense at the time.
I mean, it's amazing to me how this guy had been shot this many times. I mean, he's Superman, you know? And he's talking to me just as calmly as I'm sitting here talking to you now. I've been shot 3 times. My fingers are in the bullet holes. The police are going to take care of the kids. So really, when you think about it, he saved my life, because those guys were expecting me to be there, not him.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you know what's interesting is I have to tell you this honestly, and I'm not alarmist with it. I want to be an alarmist, but a number of incidents have happened with Craigslist and these sorts of things happening that I don't know. It makes me wonder about it. I'll tell you that. Well, let's enjoy the Chumash Casino now.
Ring in the new year at the Chumash Casino Resort during our free, fun, and funky New Year's Eve dance party. Featuring 70s disco tribute band, the Boogie Nights.
and totally awesome 80s band, the Spasmatics. Boogie down as we count down to 2012 during a fun-filled flashback to the 70s and 80s with wild costumes and dance moves. It's all free with your Club Shoemash card. Don't miss our exciting New Year's Eve dance party on Saturday, December 31st, starting at 9 p.m. Only at the Shoemash Casino Resort.
I'm Art Emmer, host of KYNS 1340 AM Gas Show, the great American songbook from the way we were to the way we are. This week featuring our Central Coast sponsors relating their favorite Christmas stories, including Blips Works Productions, Dambino Winery, Figueroa Mountain Brewery, Fremont Theater, Haven Wine Bistro, Reamer's Candies of Avila Beach, Roxanne's Birkenstock, Tasty Freeze of Atascadero, Spa Central Coast of Atascadero and Avila, Upper Crust Dottoria. We're very appreciative of our sponsors, and they and I all look forward to telling you our favorite Christmas stories. Merry Christmas.
Aladdin, back in 1992. Whole new world. See, it is 26 now before the hour of 1. Thank you for joining me. I'm Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. Things are happening. They've picked a, I've never been to Citizen of the Year, and I've been a citizen for quite some time here, but somehow I don't measure up. You have to understand. Back in my older past, back in the past when I first came here and earlier, and I was kind of like a wild and crazy afternoon DJ, and I talked a lot of people up. Okay, here's the deal. Let's find out who's in past Robles, though. Wade Taylor and Carol Tucker are Roblins of the Year, so we congratulate them based on the dedication of the community work and all the good things they've done. I think that's very nice. All right.
Other things happen in our world today. Well, here was all of a sudden some of this Obamacare stuff's going into effect, and people are confused, and understandably, we don't know what's going on. Advocates of welfare reform in California often cite one eye-popping statistic that they have pressed for cuts and changes in the program in recent years. The state has 1/8 of the nation's population, but 1/3 of all welfare recipients. Yet steps taken in recent years to cut costs and get more recipients back to the workforce have run head into the worst economic conditions since the Great Depression, as you can imagine. So you have all this stuff going on. California will spend $6 billion this fiscal year on its welfare programs, or roughly 7% of the general fund budgeted, and it has shrunk by $17.5 billion over the past 3 years. Funding for CalWORKs, the Welfare to Work program, that is the state's main welfare service, was cut by $1 billion this year. And that, you know, that's still real money. I mean, you know, $1 billion. You've got a program and they cut $1 billion. Help. The legislature's budget cuts and reform measures in recent years are steps in the right direction, but don't go far enough. And the state assemblyman Brian Jones, a Republican from La Mesa near San Diego, he said he would support cutting the amount of time adults can remain on welfare even further. So fine, be that way. So that's that ties in with another story. I'm sorry that had to do with Obamacare. I apologize for confusing the two. All right, other things that are going on. Michael Moran wrote a letter. But Michael Moran from Moran Brothers. Whew. Michael was mad. He had his say here today. Paul Krugman's commentary on December 27th's Tribune, the Post-Truth campaign, hit the nail on the head. George Bush II and Karl Rove's disconnect of today's 24/7 news cycle, a sitting president and or one of his advisors could outright lie to the press and the American people. If the lie was revealed as a blatant deception at a later date, it appeared on page 5 of the newspaper, perhaps not all of them, what passes for news on television. It's abundantly clear that politicians no longer need to fear the wholesale lying will bring a nation scorn. In the same issue, Richard Reagan's letter, Don't Lose Progress, laments the fact that we appear to be going backward as a country. How can the United States serve as a beacon of democracy to the world when the world sees our leaders as a bunch of lying hypocrites, beholden only their corporate donors and millionaires, and they'll make that billionaire buddies? Good point. You know, I don't know what a lot of people in other countries. I just don't. But wish I did. I wish I could call. I wish I could take the measure sometimes of people in other countries and say, okay, how do you feel about this political campaign people have going on right now, the presidential campaign? How do you feel about, you know, some of the things you hear about in America right now? Just to see, you know, what they say. Now, I think you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people would say, and I really mean this, I'm guessing, but I think a lot of people would say, well, we have those same kind of problems here. You know, because I think we share a lot of the same kind of problems that everybody else has. We think we should have fewer of them in the democracy that we have, but we don't. You know, and I'm still quite certain that a lot of people would say, I certainly would love to come to America. I think they would. That doesn't mean, regardless, it doesn't mean that, you know, we as a nation cannot be disappointed in how things are going in Washington, because we are. And I think we should be. And if we weren't, there'd be something really wrong with us. Right? We could be complacent in the face of what's going on in our democracy right now. We'd be nuts. All right, other things going on. Here the hell, redoing political cartoons, that are, and some of them were very funny, of course. And somewhere, it's weird. So-so 2012 could be good news, they're saying. Okay, we'll go on that. Much depends on what happens in Europe, economists predict, but even without a euro meltdown, U.S. growth could drop dramatically. Gold has posted its longest price slump since 2009. Gold fell Wednesday, capping the longest slump since, I just said that. Give me the number, please. The euro dropped to an 11-month low against the dollar, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, this is a, gold futures in February delivery declined 2% to settle at $1,564.10. And so that's still pretty special. I know, you heard the gold stocks thing. You said, that's just hopeless pocus. Now, this is a fascinating story in the news today. And this is going to have ramifications that are going to go beyond this one story so far and so deep. It's going to be amazing to see what happens. Here's a lady named Heather Peters. And so she lives in L.A. She bought a 2006 Honda Civic Hybrid. And because there's a problem with the car from a manufacturer's standpoint, it's supposed to get 50 miles a gallon. It gets 30 miles a gallon. So she said to herself, well, if I have to try to go up again. Oh, so Honda Motor Company said, okay, we're going to resolve a class action suit and settle a class action suit because all these people were upset. And they said, okay, we're going to give each person $100 and rebate coupons for the purchase of a new vehicle. So you just get $100 back and a coupon for a new vehicle, just a rebate coupon. The lawyers that were going to represented this case got $8.5 million. So Heather said, okay, I got an idea. And then she has a website now that people can go to, and she's saying, I want everybody to start doing this. Take Honda Motor Company to small claims court, because lawyers are not allowed in small claims court, and you can file for $10,000. You can file a claim for $10,000, which she's is going to do based on how much extra gas she's had to use since she owned the car, from what she was told. So now what she's doing is she's encouraging other people to do the same thing. Now, can you imagine how this would affect all sorts of consumer things? That if you said, okay, I can't get satisfaction out of the manufacturer, I'll just go do this. Somebody has to show up in court for them, but it can't be an attorney. You know, if they don't show up, they win by default because they'll be subpoenaed. So it's a fascinating tale, in my opinion. Will it cause mayhem beyond anything we've ever imagined? Absolutely. I'm not saying what we're going to hear from now on is good. I'm just saying it's going to change the playing field quite a bit. Unbelievable. Holiday shopping season turned out to be a two-season split by a big lull. Surge in buying the 2 weeks before Christmas, coupled with a record-breaking Black Friday, gave retailers a solid season. The doldrums between the buying binges show how shoppers have learned to wait for the discounts they know will come. I know they're coming, and I'm waiting for them. Okay. Now we have too many rats in the cage. Too many fish in a small tank makes them more aggressive. I think we already understand this principle. Don't we understand this principle? As we count the 7 billion people on the earth now. Yep. The more crowded it gets, the weirder it gets. Ask somebody who's lived here on the Central Coast their whole lives. Ask a 65-year-old on the Central Coast, a 70, 80-year-old. Say, yeah, what have you noticed the biggest difference in out there driving around? Yeah, out there. All right, now. How we get into a controversy like this, only gosh understands. But here's the thing. Did cheetah from 1930s Tarzan flick die? Possibly. Now there's some debate over whether or not the cheetah, who is reportedly dead now, after 80 years, which they said would be the oldest chimp known to man. You know, so that would make it all together more incredible. But it's not been verified that this chimp died. They say normally chimps live between 40 and 60 years. Similar claim about another chimpanzee that supposedly played second banana to Weissmuller was debunked in 2008. Writer R.D. Rosen discovered that a primate, which lived in Palm Springs, was born around 1960, and his oldness wasn't old enough to have been in the Tarzan movies of Hollywood's golden age. I didn't do the type that they did. Anyway, so here's the whole thing. A lot of people are saying this is bunk. Here's the other thing, too. Does it really matter? Johnny Weissmuller's gone. Yeah, Marina Sullivan. And now the chimp. Okay. That wraps up Tarzan and the Apes. Remember, this was a big, huge, controversial thing back then because they were living without the benefit of wedded bliss. So it was like a scandal. How people that live out in the jungle like that could have caused this kind of problem, I have no idea. I don't know. Here's the thing I was trying to tell you about earlier. I'm sorry. With a health care prevention rule comes confusion. Obama's overhaul includes a coverage of preventive medicines and procedures, but some patients end up with unexpected bills. So they start off with a drama. Once again, Associated Press can no longer just report the news. They have to give you a drama. Bill Dumphy thought his colonoscopy would be free. Little did he know that little bit of digging and searching was going to cost him some dough, $1,100, as a matter of fact. So he called and said, wait, what's going on? And anyway, they said, that's the problem. So they say there's some problems with this now. Here's what they say you should do. Call your insurer to find out whether the plan must comply with the Affordable Care Act. If your plan is grandfathered, it's exempt from the law's requirement to pay for preventive care. Now, schedule an appointment or talking with your doctor. Clarify that you're coming in for a covered preventive service and you don't expect to be charged. If you're hit with the unexpected bill, call the doctor's office and ask how the bill was submitted. Was it submitted as a preventive care service? Complaints to your state's insurance department if you believe you've been billed an error. But, you know, by the time you get to that point, you're screwed. But here's the whole thing. I mean, Obama's overhaul included coverages of preventive medicine, they say, in procedures, but sometimes it's not happening. Breast cancer screenings can cause confusion, too. In Florida, Tampa Bay area, small business owner Dawn Thomas went for a screening mammogram, but she was told by the hospital staff that a mammogram could be a diagnostic test, not preventive screening. Here's how you'd have to look at it, wouldn't you? I mean, to be very honest, you know, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but here's how you'd have to look at it. If you go in there, be it a breast x-ray or be it a colonoscopy, you go in there and you don't find anything wrong, okay, nothing's wrong, okay, then it's a preventive procedure, is it not? Because you went in there and nothing was wrong, and what you were trying to do is see if you could prevent anything from being wrong. So you found out that you prevented anything wrong up to that point. If they go in and find cancer and polyps and whatnot, then they can say then it's a medical procedure because they had to do something. They had to be proactive in doing something after that. That's my way of looking at it. I didn't even like that way of looking at it, but I figure, you know, if you push comes to shove, you got to pick and choose. I just picked and choosed. Yeah, I just picked a seatbelt and sit down. Okay. County may clear the air on smoking. Communities are asked to help create more understandable rules. Clarify the public's confusion about where it can smoke and where it can't. San Luis County is working to tweak its codes in a way that will be more understandable guidelines. Mishmash of regulations out there. As an example, is it illegal to smoke in county buildings? Is it illegal to smoke in county buildings? Illegal in the parking lots? One suggested change would expand the definition of county facility to include the parking areas. So here we got the whole thing going. The county is seeking input from residents of each area so it can tailor the ordinance to those needs. The Parks and Recreation Commission already has discussed some suggested changes and will take the issue up again on this January 16th. So basically, here's what I sort of understand if you're in San Luis, not other places, but if you're in San Luis Obispo proper, you know, my understanding is that you, if you can smoke in your home and you can smoke in your car. Anything that's outside sounds pretty tabooish to me. And smokers, you did it to yourselves. You know you did it to yourselves. I'm telling you, you did it to yourselves. Now you go, let's say they say you can't smoke inside this building. So you say, well, I'll go smoke on the patio out there where everybody else is. Now, what's that going to go over? But okay. I luckily don't smoke anymore because I've been wanting that. Yeah, the person I'm not smoking. All right, now they had a story. It was in the news last night too. The sheriff's department has three new doggies they've got their trainers, their handlers, and they're going to be used for drug finding, busts, searches, missing person searches, and pursuits of suspects and all that. Because there's no quicker way to get somebody to give up than to have the dogs go after them. Yeah, that scares people. All right, the dog. Anyway, and then another city, I can't forget which they said, was it Morro Bay? Some other city has saved up a lot of money to try to get one of these dogs. These are not, maybe they give the dogs an IQ test or something, because they're not just regular old dogs. They usually German Shepherds. And I guess they got to be smart. I guess. All right, other things are going on. They say that more young women are quitting the job market to go back to school. And I'm not sure how you can afford to go back to school if you can't. I don't know. I guess they move in with mom and dad and do that. It's the only way I can think it's going to happen, but it's kind of interesting. Now, you've heard that. The Occupy, is it just called the Occupy movement now? I guess it is. It's not Occupy Walls. It's just Occupy, you know, wherever you happen to be standing, you're occupying space. So it's an automatic protest. If you consider yourself a protester, wherever you're standing, you're occupying. But anyway, they want to occupy space down at the Rose Parade. So the Rose Parade people are trying to work with them and say, okay, let's move it. Let's see if we can move it to the end. You know, you can be at the end of the parade or something. You know? But they want to have floats and whatnot. So who knows? The other thing that's interesting is the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game are on Monday, the 2nd, not the 1st. And the reason they came up with that law, you ready for this? This law goes back to the 1800s because they didn't want the parade to disrupt churches along the route back when they were doing the parade. And they didn't want to spook the horses that were tied up outside. So this goes back to the 1890s or something, 1880s, I don't know. And that's why the Rose Parade is held when it falls on a Sunday. The first falls on a Sunday. The Rose Parade's held the next day. And the game, of course, same. So that's kind of different. Supposedly this weekend, like we're supposed to have 70-degree temperatures today or something like that. 80, what did they say, 77? Some number that didn't make sense. Anyway, it's supposed to be a nice weekend. We'll go with that. Woody Homeland Security. He was in Toy Story, if you remember. Woody Guthrie's Homeland gets his archives, his writing, recordings, all that. They're going to go Oklahoma. And so, known for his anthem, This Land Is Your Land, and the songs about the poor and downtrodden, remember mostly as a musician, composer, and singer, but was also a literary figure and artist, said Bob Blackburn on Oklahoma Historical Society. Then Sinead O'Connor. I didn't think we'd see her name again in the news, maybe ever. I mean, but, you know, she's good. Sometimes they just rear their head. There she is, rearing her head. She has a crew cut, so she doesn't, she's not bald anymore. She has a crew cut, but she looks older. Anyway, so she was married for, you remember the, what's the name of the Kardashian lady, Kim and Humphries? They were married, what, 72 days? These two were married 16 days. Her therapist, Barry Herridge. The statement continues, from the moment myself and my husband got together, there was intense pressure placed upon him by certain people in his life not to be involved with me. As my good friend said, well, at least you got married in Las Vegas in a pink Cadillac. Can't get more rock and roll than that. Well, there you go. It was only for 6 days. They only actually lived together for 7 days. Now, tomorrow we're going to have a thing here. Library of Congress selects 25 films to reserve, some of which I have no idea why. But we'll ask Jim D tomorrow if he comes in here, because I want to find out what he has to say. Okay. I got to tell you another story. Bruno. His name is Bruno. And so Giancarlo's in Morro Bay, the new Italian restaurant in Morro Bay, right there on Morro Bay Boulevard, just up from the police station. We went and had some appetizers there the other night. And so we met Bruno, and he's one of the owners. And he was a very nice man, and wanted to act. So we act. And he was married to, are you ready for this? The guy in Morro Bay, he was married to Sylvester Stallone's sister, whose name is, let me try to remember, Tori D'Alto, I think it is. Yeah, Tori D'Alto. All right. So I went, you know, I'm thinking, there's no reason. I believe the story, you know. I believe the story. But there's a certain one of us between Nancy and I who wasn't sure. So I said, fine, we'll go on the internet and check. Look, sure enough, there's a picture of him. In her. Bibliography, it says that she was married to him and then and divorced, and then there's a picture of him when he was a film editor in Hollywood. So I just wanted to just know that Sylvester Stallone had, actually it's a half-sister. Sylvester Stallone had a half-sister, and the half-sister's ex-husband is in Morro Bay running a restaurant. I'm just letting you know, you know what I'm saying? Well, we lost Jack. We got to try to get somebody famous around here. All right, let's go. Everything's happening. I don't know why this would even come up, but it did. A Boston subway dispatcher who programmed an electronic message board in a station to scroll the lyrics of Deck the Halls instead of the normal service announcements on Christmas Day won't face severe punishment. Travelers seem to get a chuckle out of the holiday levity, but Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority officials weren't amused and initially said the dispatcher could be strongly disciplined. What does it mean when you're strongly disciplined? What does that mean?
What does that mean when you're strongly disciplined? Do you, like, do two people come in the room and chew you out? I have no idea. Strongly, I mean, I knew what it was for me, but I'm talking about if you're a public employee and then you get strongly disciplined. Somehow that doesn't make me quake in my boots. Okay, not after the things I went through with my pop. A woman flying home from Las Vegas says an airport security officer confiscated her frosted cupcake because he thought the icing on it could be a security risk. The icing looked kind of gelish. I don't know. Maybe the guy was doing his job. Now you say to yourself, wait, did he confiscate the cupcake and then eat it? You know, you ask that question. No. And he even said to the lady, so now I don't know why this is a news story anyway. He said to the lady, you can go over here outside of security and eat the cupcake, but you just can't bring it on the plane because I don't know what's on top of that thing. I know it sounds weird. If you go back to the old days when, you know, you could schlep anything out of the plane, you know, dogs, cats, grandma, you know, you could do anything on the plane. But and if you hold it up to that light, to that standard, you say to yourself, well, this is absurd, but it is absurd. They had a PBS program on the other night, and it had to do with the run-up to 9/11, and the amazing wranglings and power struggles in the CIA and all this stuff. And the one guy that was convinced that and had put together so much of the information that by the time 9/11 rolled around, he had been put in a position of zero. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But anyway, but he's the one that said, you know, there's something wrong with the fact that there's these people that are training to fly airplanes. But what the scary thing is so now you look at Afghanistan and you say, what are we doing in Afghanistan still? But then you say to yourself, okay, in the last year, we got Osama bin Laden, we got another heavy-duty dude. We had three in one year, this 2011, including Osama bin Laden. So when you look at the heavy-duty dudes that we've taken down in the time we've been there, you have to stop. Really, you need to stop and say to yourself, and you can look this stuff up and say, you know what, we've prevented probably a lot of bad stuff. You know, really bad stuff. Because back before 9/11, this man had put together this whole comp. He had followed this guy to that guy to this thing to that thing to that guy to that thing. And I want you to know, I mean, they had planned on unleashing a world of hurt. I mean, really bad stuff. Really bad stuff. On lots of people in lots of ways. So, our initial incursion into Afghanistan immediately, you know, started to deflect some of what was going on. Now, of course, we still had what happened in London on the buses. We still had in the subways. I mean, we didn't stop them completely, but we did. We certainly disrupted a lot of bad things from happening, and we've had, you know, very little of it since. You know, directly led to Al Qaeda over there. I just thought I'd share that thought with you. Because I have to tell you the truth. I get really frustrated with this whole Afghanistan thing sometimes. I'm like, okay, I don't know that Iraq's going to work. In Afghanistan, you know, same idea. And we talked about it with Gary the other day. You just got a bunch of crazy tribes. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. Now we got Iran who's saber rattling, but I think that's all it is. I think Iran understands that, and we just sold a whole bunch of F-15s to Saudi Arabia, and everybody in the area is basically saying, come on, do it, come on. So I think it's probably not going to happen. All right, we talked about this. This had to do with. We had a thing here locally that was sort of tied to this. The Colorado Supreme Court will rule today on the legality of the state's move to grab $1.7 billion in redevelopment money to help close California's budget. The state's high court indicated on its website yesterday it would rule by 10 a.m. I didn't see the ruling. We don't have the ruling yet. Let me see. I'll have to look for it. On the legal conflict, the Supreme Court had previously agreed to rule on a crucial issue by January 15th when half of its redevelopment money is slated to be turned state for 2011-12. Redevelopment agencies, joined by the cities of San Jose and Union City, challenged the budget move in a lawsuit, arguing that it violates the terms of voter-approved Prop 22. So I have to tell you the truth. Up here on the big reader board, I haven't seen this thing yet, but you missed it. I'll look again. We'll go to state news and see what we have. We're going to do CBS News right now, and then come back. We'll have another Disney tune.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Campaigning for support in the Iowa caucuses next Tuesday, Newt Gingrich says there would be change on the ever-stretching unemployment benefits.
We are not going to give people money to do nothing for 99 weeks.
Gingrich has lost some momentum while Mitt Romney continues to lead the pack.
Thank you.
I'm a mother of four boys.
Surging of late, Pennsylvania's former Senator Rick Santorum.
We need to enforce the law on the border. We need to enforce the law on people who work here illegally. You enforce the law of people who are here illegally that they should be sent home. I know that there are candidates in this race who believe that that's inhumane and that we can't break up families.
Trying to keep his candidacy alive and funds coming in, John Huntsman turning away from Iowa.
They pick corn in Iowa. They actually pick presidents here in New Hampshire.
The Egyptian military and police swooped down on pro-democracy and other offices in Cairo today, including three U.S.-based organizations. Like the National Democratic Institute.
We've been operating in Egypt successfully for many years. We've had an office there since 2005, and we've never experienced anything like this.
Les Campbell is the regional director.
We have a lot of cooperative relationships with Egyptian institutions and organizations, but on the other hand, we've had this raid carried out by other parts of the government. So the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing.
State Department says stolen property should be returned immediately. The economy.
We are a little more optimistic about 2012. We see conditions improving over the course of the year, but it's not going to be even across the year. What growth we are seeing in the economy is concentrated in just a handful of sectors, and we're losing some momentum in others.
Wells Fargo economist Mark Vittner. Jobs got worse last week. Unemployment benefits applications went up by 15,000. On real estate, home sales contracts were up in November.
Housing affordability conditions are at record high, and there is a pent-up demand from buyers who've been on the sidelines.
That's Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors. On Wall Street, the Dow up 135 points, NASDAQ's gained 24, oil prices today $99 and change a barrel. They call it Jesus Fest in Clarksburg, West Virginia, and the county supports it with a couple $1,000s a year. The ACLU says thou shalt not do that. Jesus is religious. County Commissioner Mike Romano says nonsense. They support a lot of festivals.
Religious purpose, secular or non-secular purposes, do not come into our consideration whatsoever.
He says it's just another fair or festival and is a benefit to the local economy. A tourist from Tennessee says she was just trying to do the right thing. She saw the sign at the September 11th memorial in New York City that said no guns allowed. Well, they have signs like that back home in some places, so she asked a police officer where she could check her gun while she was visiting the memorial. The officer threw her in jail, legal to own and carry the gun in Tennessee, not in New York City. This is CBS News.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identity stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
Here's an idea for your New Year's computer security resolution. For some people, certainly not you, yourself. Try to develop some imagination. CBS's Dan Revive.
How lazy are people in choosing passwords? The number one, the most common one, is password. The FBI has put out a list of the 25 passwords most commonly used. This to remind people to come up with something more unique that criminals won't be able to guess. Number two is 123456. The third most common password is 123456789.
Couple more examples. I love you, in which case hackers will too, and let me in. It's beautiful in the animated Disney movie Tangled, hundreds of candle lanterns rising into the cool night sky. But in Argentina, officials are saying enough. Too often, they do cool and descend while there's still a bit of fire inside, and wildfires have started. It's been a droughted year, and so no floating fire lanterns this year. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Dying to try, you wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha la 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 la, by your by, look like the boy too shy. He ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, if that's sad, ain't it a shame? Too bad, he gonna miss the girl.
Kiss me.
loud as a little shoe store like Mike's, and the slow promenade seems so big. They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Sheng, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade, certified, organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you, so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
Song of 2011, you probably think it was won by Adele, Pitbull, or maybe even Justin Bieber, but the most popular song of the year could be one you've never heard of. The official video for Why This Calavera D, I didn't even say it right, a song written for the upcoming Tamil language film 3, was posted to YouTube on November 16th. Get this, since then, it has taken the internet and the world by storm. Listen.
Why this Calavera D? Rhythm, correct? Why this
The song, which roughly translates to Why This Murderous Rage, tells the story of a boy rejected by his girlfriend. It was recorded in Tamil and English, which has made it popular among speakers of both languages. Now you're asking, how popular? Since last month it was posted, the original video has racked up over 28 million views, and the song title is actually the first thing that pops up when you search for just the word why on YouTube. It's also spawned hundreds of imitations and parodies, including those performed by fans, animated salesmen, and of course, the chipmunks. And YouTube videos that include Why This Calavera D account for almost 40 million of YouTube's total views. The song's popularity doesn't seem to be waning. Last week, a flash mob danced to the song at a mall in Auckland, New Zealand. And just this week, police in India started using versions of the song title to both combat road rage and encourage bike riders to wear helmets. If only police campaigns were as catchy in this country.
There you go. Just type in why on YouTube and you'll see whatever it is that was about. I don't really understand, but okay. I don't have to understand it, by God. All right. Let's see what else is going on in our world today. Let me give you phone numbers. You're with Bill Benick at Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your new station, 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340. There was a thing here I wanted to tell you about. Oh, yeah, here it is. Genetically modified corn is bugging out. Insects are beginning to grow resistance to an insecticide produced by a crop that accounts for 65% of U.S. corn. This is Franken corn. So one of the things, well, why be planting crops, a genetically engineered corn plant that makes its own insecticide may be losing its effectiveness because a major pest appears to be developing resistance more quickly than science expected. Oh, no, we're going to be attacked. And by the way, you know, excuse me. For those of us that live anywhere near the Salinas Valley, this is, you know, Paso Robles is considered the far end of the Salinas Valley. But, you know, you don't know what I'm talking about here when I tell you. So it doesn't matter. Even here in San Luis Obispo, it doesn't matter, in the Edna Valley, places that have crops, And we see migrant workers that are picking the crops. Somewhat different in their approach to me than Green Giant that shows little ears of corn hand-wrapped with ribbons around them and a truck in the back of a truck. Okay, so I share that with you. I have a hard time with that one. All right, there you are. So anyway, they got to figure out what they're going to do with this corn. And that thing that landed in my backyard, I'm not sure what it's doing. It looked cornish, but it never grew tall. But maybe winter set in. I don't know. Here was another thing I want to tell you about. A family gets $17.8 million after a jet crash. A federal judge Wednesday ruled that the federal government should pay $17.8 million to the grief-stricken survivors of four family members killed when a Marine Corps jet crashed into the San Diego home in 2008. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Miller made his ruling based on 3 days of testimony from family members and evidence presented by lawyers for the government. The family had initially sought $56 million. Marine Corps admitted responsibility for the December 8, 2008 crash of a Hornet that destroyed the Yoon family home. The wife, mother-in-law, and two young daughters of Dong Yun Hoon were killed instantly when the plane smashed into their home, as you can imagine. Okay. Other things that are in the news today. So here's one of these painkiller news again. Like I said, I don't get involved in it. Epidurals for pain linked to paralysis. FDA is reviewing commonly used shots of steroids for treating neck and back pain. So they always start off with a little tale. You know, I mean, they don't get to the facts quite away. A surge in steroid injections to alleviate back and neck pain in the United States is bringing with it an increase in severe and unexpected complications, including paralysis and death. Oh, good. Reports of the state's effect have prompted the Food and Drug Administration to review the safety of steroid injections in the epidural space near the spinal cord in connection with an advisory group. We used to say this is so safe, and now they're not sure. The review comes during a boom in epidural shots, which take minutes to administer and bring doctors profitable reimbursements from Medicare and private insurers. Steroid shots have become the most popular way to physicians in the U.S. to treat neck and back pain, according to research said. I've never had steroids put in my back or my neck or my back. Let me make sure I'm right before I say that. Yeah. I've had them in my knees, and it didn't do any. So, I don't know. Then they had some other news, yippee-skippy, this will solve anything. Knee shots, and you had to have three weeks ahead of a succession of once a week. Everything was supposed to be wonderful. They didn't do anything either. I don't know what they think. All right, here we go. Violence in Syria rages as despite presence of monitors, at least six die Wednesday while Arab League gathers accounts of government crackdown. And as I've said to you, they're using snipers in some cases, and it's really like craziness. Mexican cartel built its own radio system when convoys of soldiers or federal police move through the scrubland of northern Mexico. The Zetas drug cartel knows they are coming. Word goes out from a taxi driver or street vendor equipped with a handheld radio and paid to work as a lookout known as a halcón or hawk. The radio signal travels deep into the arid countryside, hours by foot from the nearest road. There, the 8-foot-tall, dark green branches of the rock rose bush conceal the radio tower, painted a match. A cable buried in the dirt draws power from the solar panel. A signal boost. So anyway, they've got the whole thing wired. I think is what we're reading about here. say the least, I'd say they were wired. Okay. Other things have been in the news. Other things we may have missed. They have the you know, I'm saying to myself, this what's your emergency thing is I don't know what to do about it, But at least it's showing us that, you know, why we are spending the money we spend on our cops and the fact that they have to attend to these ridiculous calls constantly. There was one, I can't imagine this. Now, I've heard that, you know, sometimes it was, there's a rule now in the city of San Luis Obispo on how long a train can idle at the station. But here's somebody that called and said that a train had been idling nonstop for 4 days. I'd never heard of that. I find that surprising, but, you know, I just, 4 days. 4 days? Are you serious? Come on. Fabled downtown L.A. hotel closes its doors. The 16-story Wilshire Grand Hotel, whose guests included President Eisenhower, Kennedy, Pope John Paul II, is cited for demolition. Now, this is weird because I was down there at the VA, and, you know, the VA is right there in West Hollywood, at West L.A., and so Nancy and I wandered down the street, you know, looking for a place to eat, and I forget who was visiting back then. Some dignitaries, were, and they were staying there, and boy, there's cops out the yin-yang and limousines and all kinds of stuff. And I forget who it was, but it wasn't, you know, it was like one of these, it was like some little backwater country. But I guess, you know, when they show up, that's what happens. I'm not sure. who am I to say what kind of goodies they should get? You know what I'm saying? Paul Krugman had, this is from Saturday. Paul Krugman, I love the way he started this thing. This is commentary. With the withdrawal of the last U.S. troops from Iraq, we're finally going to get the answer to that core question about that country. Was Iraq the way Iraq was because Saddam was the way Saddam was, or Saddam the way Saddam was because Iraq is the way Iraq is, a collection of sects and tribes unable to live together except under an iron fist? There you go. There it is. There's been articles written since the Air Jordans came out, you know, at $180 a pair, and people fought over them and beat each other silly and all that. I guess the question is, are they worth it? Is anything you can put on your feet worth $180? Unless, let's say, you're a professional figure skater or something, you know, maybe that's how much your skates cost. Come on. Okay. They say even it's like nailing mercury to the wall. This is so cute because a lot of people have no idea. You know, younger people don't even know what mercury is. So they would have, might as well have said it's the stock market predictions for 2012. It should be like it's nailing water to the wall. They've seen that. Hey. Sorry. Now, this is an interesting thing, too, that they had a statistic here. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Maybe it'll come to me as I'm reading this thing. They have a special term for it in the supermarkets. More than spirits are being lifted this holiday season. During the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas this year, an estimated $1.8 billion in merchandise was shoplifted from U.S. retailers. They shoplift for Christmas gifts. They steal for themselves, for their families, whatever it is. Sticky fingers are common. Now, here's the thing that you may not know, though. Where's my statistic here? It says shoplifting is surprisingly common. Estimated 1 in 11 Americans shoplift, according to the National Association of Shoplifting Prevention. About 75% of shoplifters are adults, equally men and women, while kids make up about 25%. Now, let me get to this other section here. I think this is interesting. I think it's interesting. And I'll share it with you. Turn page. All right. So here's one of the things that you may not have realized. I should have circled it better. Okay. Several major chains declined to discuss their efforts to thwart the growing theft in stores by shoppers and employees, but the National Retail Federation says big merchants are spending about $11.5 billion a year to fend off losses. In supermarkets, they call it shrinkage. Shrinkage is, I think, is that shrinkage or is that just the thing from Seinfeld? I think I'm right. My wife will tell me when I get home whether I got this completely wrong. I don't think it's shrinkage. It's a similar word to that. Maybe it is that word. Anyway, it's interesting because they said something like, in the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, retailers in the U.S. are expected to lose $5 billion in theft and other crimes. About 36% of those losses come from shoplifting. Employee theft represents about 44%. So actually the employees, And it's apparently some kind of a weird problem. And so what they'll do is, and I don't know if you ever noticed this in some of these store chains, if you've ever been in them, they will rotate managers. They'll rotate not only the top guy, they'll rotate people underneath him. They'll put them in different stores. And the reason, because they found out, they don't know what the, there's some psychological thing that's been studied. And for some reason, if people become too familiar with the place that they work, I suppose it's like people that work in an office for a long time and say, well, I think I'll take some pens home or some paper clips or something. You know, same kind of idea. Only this time, you know, it's a bottle of hooch or something else. And so it's kind of weird. It's the employee theft is greater than regular shoplifting. And that's it's an amazing number when you read those kind of numbers. I know at a store, which we'll leave unnamed and leave the person unnamed for sure, but this certain person in the store, and a nice guy, nicest guy in the whole world, you know, but he was, they noticed one day they had taken an entire shopping cart of food out of the store, an entire shopping cart full, and just went right to his car. He bypassed the checkout line and he put it in his car. And they realized they had no idea how long he'd been doing that, but they guessed it was a long, long time. So, yes, he doesn't work there anymore. And it's like, okay, kind of weird, kind of strange what happened. All right, and I say, you know, when the stores get harried and all that kind of stuff, and now you have the exact opposite thing. Of course, after you have people taking stuff back. By the droves this year, by the droves. And I promise I'm going to do something this year. I promise I'm going to do it, and I'm going to see what they say. I'm going to see what they say. If I have to, I'll go right to the top if I have to at Costco. I told you once before that one year I was there, and I had to return something, and it was right after, it was like in May. And here were all these people bringing back TurboTaxes. And I said to the lady, I said, you didn't realize, of course, that they use those, and then they just bring them back. You know, I mean, I said, that's not very honest. And she says, I know, but that's our policy. But now I understand, I don't know this firsthand. Rumor has it that Costco's cracking down a little bit on what they'll take back or how much they'll take back from an individual and how many times you return something. So I'm going to ask them this year. I'm going to say, okay, if people buy TurboTax from you, are you going to take them back? It's just weird that people do it, but, you know, people do it. All right. I can't have Turbo. I have Torbo. TurboTax is Paul who does my taxes because I'm not smart enough to do my taxes. I know I'm not, and I don't try it. Here we had another story. This story has a kind of unhappy ending, but we'll get to it in 15 seconds.
Wednesday.
For the last 2 years, Ben Breedlove has built a following online.
So I thought it'd be cool if I gave you guys some creative ideas to ask someone to advance that you may
Millions
have
viewed the Westlake High School seniors' YouTube videos full of dating advice.
Tonight we're going to be going over the poll, what age is a good age to start dating. This is 10 gift ideas. It could be for anything, a birthday, Christmas.
Girls from France and Australia and Germany and Russia would message him and ask him for advice, and girls in town would treat him like a celebrity anytime they saw him at IHOP or the movies. They'd want to take pictures with him.
Ben also spoke candidly about the heart condition he was born with, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
The doctor said since he was young that he would not make it past his young teen years, and he beat that.
On Christmas Day, at the age of 18, his time came.
We woke up really early at 8 o'clock and opened presents and played a game of Monopoly that Ben won. And, you know, when he laid down outside, he was using his new video camera out there with Jake. And it was a really good Christmas, and we realized that Ben got the best Christmas gift out of all of us. He got the gift that everyone is going to get someday.
There was one gift for Ben his family didn't find until the next day. A YouTube video Ben posted 1 week before he died. Without saying a word, he described to the world how he cheated death 3 times. At the age of 4, after a seizure, he saw a bright light above him. Ben also shared an interesting vision he had when paramedics were reviving him at school earlier this month. While standing in a white room wearing a white suit with his favorite rapper, Kid Cudi, he was looking in a mirror, smiling, and was proud of himself and his life, and he said he wished he never woke up. He ended with this.
Which said, do you believe in angels or God?
Wait.
It said, do you believe in angels or God? I do.
And that, to me, is a wonderful gift.
In West Austin, Aaron Cargyle, KXAN News.
Delicious things are happening at the Sea Venture Restaurant in Pismo Beach this winter. Whether you're enjoying small plates and drinks at the bar or having an intimate ocean view dinner, Chef Casey Walcott's fresh take on our classic coastal cuisine will make your taste buds celebrate the experience. And don't forget to make reservations now for Christmas dinner at the Sea Venture, a feast that your family will be talking about for years to come. At the Sea Venture Restaurant, the New Year's Eve celebration has become legendary when we celebrate with a New York New Year's Eve. Come in for the outstanding prefix menu that will be perfect for ringing in the new year. Or you can come in for drinks and dancing to the sounds of the Soul Sauce Band from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The New Year's Eve countdown and champagne toast is at 9 p.m. our time as we ring in with a New York New Year's Eve. If you'd like to spend the night and be at the beach on New Year's Day, ask about the New Year's overnight package. Celebrate the winter season at the Sea Venture Restaurant, 3 blocks south of the pier on the beach in Pismo Beach.
Happy holidays and a happy new year from your neighbors and friends at H&R Block. No matter how you and your family choose to celebrate the holiday season, there's one common thread that runs through all celebrations, and that's the love of family and community. Let's enjoy these times that we have together. Your friends at H&R Block share in that spirit, and they hope to serve you in the coming year. So happy holidays and a happy new year from your friends at H&R Block.
Phone and wireless and their staff love life on the Central Coast. They're your friends and neighbors. They want to wish all of you a healthy and happy holiday season and a 2012 filled with joy. They also want to remind you to share the love with others. When you're driving your vehicle, don't drive and text. It only takes a split second for an accident to occur. You never know. The life you save may be your own. From the entire Phone and Wireless family to you and yours, happy holidays.
Through rain and blood.
That's pretty much what I want to get. Here at Bill, talking sheep, Friends of Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. This reminder, Karen Beal will be in tomorrow right after 12 o'clock, and we'll talk about stuff. And then hopefully Jim will be in this 105, and we'll talk again. And if you have anything you'd like to say, 786-2578, 786-2578, you can share it if you'd like. You're always welcome here. Okay, now here's some news. We're doing some leftovers here. And I got to tell you what some of this is. Where's my story here? Let me do this story first. Cause I mentioned the story the other day, so I had to tell you what happened. Okay, here's the details of what I briefly mentioned the other day. Girl swept off by a 1904 tsunami finds her family. A girl who was swept away in the Indian Ocean tsunami 7 years ago said Friday she tracked down her parents who had long lost hope of finding her alive. The 15-year-old showed up in another province, a hard-hit town there, earlier this week, saying that not long after the wave hit, she was adopted by a woman who called her Wadi and forced her to beg, sometimes beating her. When the teen stopped bringing in money, she was told, go ahead, leave, go find your parents, then they're in, wherever this says, Mulaba. With only patchy memories about her past, she began her search, telling people she thought her grandfather was Ibrahim. She met a pedicab driver who brought her to the man by that name. The parents, who say the girl's original name is Mary, M-E-R-I, is convinced that that's their daughter. When I saw my mother, I knew it was her. She said, I just knew. There you go. Okay. Quite a story. Then here's another one. You think, Bill, you and these play nasty stuff and it's bad. Here, listen to this story about the guy here. The patient wakes up just before he's cut off the light support. Did you hear about this guy? From Phoenix. It was a special Christmas for the family of 21-year-old University of Arizona student who was nearly taken off life support before waking from a coma. Sam Schmid was walking and speaking Friday to Phoenix Hospital dressed in T-shirt, shorts, and sneakers. He was able to use a walker and talk in brief sentences. Doctors at Bureau Neurological Institute say Schmid had a long recovery ahead of him. Has a long recovery to gain his abilities again. He was involved in an October 19th car crash in Tucson that left him with a brain aneurysm, among other life-threatening injuries. Because of the complexity of his brain injury, Schmid was flown to Phoenix. He underwent surgery, and then he was, and with no responsive signs, staff discussed taking him off the life support. Spetzer said that after an MRI scan showed he wasn't at a point of no hope of survival, he recommended keeping him alive for one more week. Then on October 24th, Schmid shocked doctors by following commands to hold up two fingers. It may not seem like a lot to you, Spetzler said. It's an incredible loop to show brain ability. That was like fireworks going off. I guess. Holy dump truck. How many people believe in angels? Oh, that young man that passed away. There are 8 and 10 in the U.S. believe in angels. For most Americans, they're a year-round presence. A new Associated Press poll shows 77% of adults believe that the ethereal beings are real. Belief in primarily tied to religion, with 80% of Christians, 95% of evangelical Christians, and 94% of those who attend weekly religious services of any sort. But belief in angels is fairly widespread, even among the less religious. The majority of non-Christians think angels exist, as do more than 4 in 10 of those who never attend religious services. It was based on interviews of 1,000 people. you have to have a complex set of beliefs, it would seem to me, if you don't believe in a God, but you believe in angels. Okay. Whatever. Float your boat again. Okay. The two-month Occupy LA camp cost the city $2.3 million. Okay. Now, I have to tell you about Spencer's. I want to tell you about them. I'm always happy to tell you about Spencer's. Because here they got the Surf and Turfer going on here. And this is really cool. $5.99 a pound, Spencer's Prime Top Sirloin Steaks. And then $5.99 each for Maine Lobster Tail. The 4-ounce average right there. So $5.99 each. Get yourself some lobster tail and some steakies and stuff. And have yourself just a big do on the New Year's if you want to. If you're like by yourself. I wouldn't buy those for everybody. I'm not that nice a guy. Then don't forget, starting tomorrow, they got a 3-day only sale. Popeye spinach is 99 cents. Baby back pork ribs, Prairie Fresh Natural, are the ones I love, $3.29 a pound. Tillamook cheese is $5.99 each, and that's for the 2-pound loaf. And then two for $3, Dirty All Natural Potato Chips. That's the name of them, Dirty. They're called Dirty. That's their brand name, Dirty Chips. I don't know why they dropped them on the floors. Tri-tip is $2.99 a pound. Milk is $2 for $5.98. They have a lot. So let's get, we were talking about this the other day. Let's talk about New Year's coming up. Tillamook Chung Cheese, Texan Out Package is $3.99. Daisy Original or Light Sour Cream, $1.99. This is so you can make your dippies and chippies. And then they have mini tacos, mini chimichangas, nacho bites and all that kind of stuff. Jose Ole party specials for just $3.99. What do they got down here? No, you don't want that. They have, let me see what else they got. Well, they just got tons of stuff right here. Here's a table cheesecake, 40-ounce package, chilled. It's $9.99. Here's another thing I want to tell you about. If you want, you know those fancy cakes, the really fancy cakes that some other place is famous for? Well, that was Frank Bouget, who does that, is now with Spencer's. And the fancy cakes are there, and pies, and wonderful things. You can buy them by the slice, the thing, a whole cake. Buy whatever you need. So anyway, he's doing his baking stuff there, and it's really, really delightful. So you go to Spencer's and get your great stuff. Martinelli Sparkling Apple Cider is two for $4. And don't forget the deli department. That's everything deli you need. An 8-piece fried chicken is just $4.99 from Colonel John Spencer. And they have all the party trays and the what's nots and everything. So you get your New Year's thing going on. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast in Morro Bay, Atascadero, Santa Maria, Rio Grande, and San Luis Obispo. Okay. Who else is in the news? Why are they there? I didn't know about this until I read it in the news here. A nun famous for an on-screen kiss with Elvis is praying for a miracle. So let me explain that if I can. Her name was, she was Dolores Hart, and she was an actress. And then, so she had an on-screen kiss with a smoocher with Elvis. She walked away from Hollywood stardom in 1963 to become a nun in rural Bethlehem, Connecticut, now finds herself back in the spotlight. Former brass factory that houses Mother Dolores and about 40 other nuns cloistered at the Abbey of Regina Laudis needs millions of dollars to renovate their place. Add an elevator, make handicap upgrades and all that. She says we have to get some dough. Dolores Hart shared a kiss with Presley in the 1957 Paramount film Loving You, modest lip lock over which Mother Dolores still fields frequent questions. Here's what she says. I don't know why they asked me. It's right there on the screen to see. It's right there for the looking, she said. People don't want to see if you see it. They want to know, did you particularly enjoy it? Did you think, who cares? Apparently it wasn't enough to make her not become a nun. So I don't think it was that great. Tell you the truth. That's just me guessing. Then there's another new state law. We got all kinds of state laws coming in. You know, they got tons of them, to tell you the truth. They got some more state laws, though. And what they're doing is they're cracking down on Facebook jurors. So, you know, when they say you're on a jury and you go out there and they say, you know, you can keep it to yourself and all that, and they're finding out that's not what's happening. The people are going on Facebook like crazy and saying, this guy's a schmo or whatever the thing is. So now there's going to be a law that you can't post on Facebook if you're on a jury at the time. The defense appeal centers on what they call juror misconduct by Ramirez, sometimes referred as the Facebook juror. His attorney says Ramirez was never told there would be a consequence for posting online. This is this one particular Arturo Ramirez juror. Come January, everyone will know the consequences. Before trials, California judges will admonish jurors to forego any online research or chatter on Facebook or Twitter. Penalty for ignoring the instruction will be a contempt of court charges punishable by jail. The law is considered the sternest attempts yet to avoid Google mistrials, a catch-all phrase used for verdicts overturned because jurors research the trial online, mentioned in social media forums, or typed out real-time updates in texts and tweets. The Google mistrial is becoming a more frequent problem, according to legal researchers last year. Reuters, then Legal Westlaw, a research company, jointly published findings in their Jurors Internet Inquiry blog on comments and tweets that have been cited by attorneys in challenging at least 90 verdicts since 1999. So you can't be tweeting and twatting there. You got to leave it alone. You know, do the jury thing. Okay, do the jury thing. I find this really quite fascinating, I have to tell you. I'm not a get by. Kindergarten math skills, keys to later success, the study finds. Now, can I tell you honestly, and I think people my age would agree with me, at least back east, you didn't learn math in kindergarten.
Did we start math in first grade? We might have. Probably in first grade. Started your addition, subtraction stuff. We didn't have math in kindergarten. Really, we didn't. I know we didn't, kindergarten. We goofed around. Big graham crackers. We had to, and I've said this to you before, and this is a true story. You, for some reason, one of the requirements was to make a hand plaque for mom. So you had to put your hand in the plaster parish and make a hand plaque and paint it. Give it to mom. Then you had to be able to tie your shoes yourself, and you had to know the alphabet. I'm serious. That's what you had to have. Nothing more than that at all. No command of the language, no anything. Nothing. No, absolutely nothing. No ones and one and one is two, none of that. The kids have come a long way, baby. It says, learning math young is more important than reading and social skills, one researcher says. I had social skills in kindergarten. I gave a kid a bloody nose because he torqued me up. My time in the principal's office started when I was very young, as in four. Okay. That's all the racket you're saying. Unhealthy decibel level is as loud as chainsaws found in some popular children's toys. Other researchers measured the loudness of 10 popular toys from next to their speakers and from 12 inches away. The study found that next to their speakers, Road Rippers, T-Pain mic, and Tonka Mighty motorized fire engine generated decibel levels of 100 or higher, as low as a subway train or chainsaw. Other toys, including the Marvel Super Shield, Captain America, Sesame Street, Let's Rock Elmo, V-Tech Princess Magical Learning Wand, Toy Story Buzz Lightyear, Cosmic Blaster, and the Green Lantern Colossal Cannon Blaster, top 90 decibels, for God's sake. So this is what they're saying. They say buying toys with speakers on the bottom and testing them in the store to see if they're painful to the ear for noisy must-have toys or in the tree. They recommended supervision and putting tape over the speakers to lessen the sound. I've actually done that with things. I've put tape over the bottom to lessen the sound because I have toys. You know, I mean, that's why, I suppose. That'd have to be why. Would have to be it, would it? I have to think. All right. Let's see what else I have here. I have a top 10 list of, these were top 10 electronic faux pas for the year. Now, you're going to say, Bill, are you going to do top lists and everything, goofy top 10 stuff? Not really, because we only have today and tomorrow, and I'll have 10 more minutes today. Five, really. So just, I just thought it might be interesting for you real quick to just tell you some of the things that they said. Here's the first one. Wiener on Twitter. Okay. Here they had, they had a thing, apologies. Where was the apology thing? Let's see if I can find that. I might do that before this one. They had the apologies that people need to pass out. Oh, I know what it was. It was in Ticket Magazine. That's kind of funny, because that's actually kind of the same thing. Well, actually, I'm going to have this tomorrow, or I'm going to go with what I got right now. Okay, turns out, GoDaddy's SOPA misstep. When the vast majority of the web's most active players are against something, and when your livelihood depends on the web's most active players, it's probably the best to either go along or keep quiet, right? Not so for GoDaddy, the web register hosting company known for its titillating TV ads. I don't think they're that titillating, to tell you the truth. Anyway, in December, the company made the ill-fated decision to come out in support of the Stop Online Piracy Act. Google, Yahoo, and Facebook are just some of the Internet heavyweights that have lined up to stop the proposed federal law. Duke Nukem Forever, when video games wait 14 years for a follow-up on one of their favorite titles, they sort of expect it not to suck. Duke Nukem Forever failed the important test. It sucked. As 2011 dawned, it appeared that Apple had created a thriving new space in personal computing with its iPad. Beginning in January, all the Consumer Electronics Show, a host of competing companies stepped forward with their rival tablets, the Motorola Zoom, BlackBerry Playbook, Samsung Galaxy, etc. One problem, nobody bought them. Game off at PlayStation Network. iPhones and bars don't mix. Here they had two different iPhones the people left at bars after they'd gone and drunk. One was a person that worked for Apple, had an iPhone, and he sold it to whoever found it, sold it to, what's the name of these people that take things apart? He sold it to, Gizmodo. And if you ever go on, if you want to go to an interesting site, go to gizmodo.com and see what they what they call it.
they dissect, you know, electronic things and then tell you if the quality is good and what's in there and all that kind of stuff. You know, they reverse, what do they call it, reverse manufacture things. And another person did, a guy, TechBlock CNET reported that an Appler, oh, both of them are Apple people, left a prototype of the iPhone 4S in a Mexican bar and restaurant in San Francisco. As our John Sutter wrote, there's a theory, maybe there's some sort of connection between drinking and losing things. Netflix Quickster, Netflix, the world's most popular movie rental service, first rattled customers by raising prices in July. Then in September, the company announced it was basically splitting itself in half. Web stream video would still come from Netflix. DVD by mail rentals would come from a separate company called Quickster. So that would just went over like a ton of money, dude. PayPal's play Scrooge, shutting down a fund to give presents to children in need at Christmas, sounds like something a 1%er Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life would endorse. But that's essentially what web payment titan PayPal was doing before getting popped in the nose by the internet. And they say, well, you know, we're not going to have you make donations over our PayPal site. Why would that be? iPhone 4S battery life. The one never reached the fever pitch that the iPhone 4's antenna problems did last year. And maybe it's a sign that when millions of people buy your product in the first few hours it exists, there are bound to be some problems. Not about being the mythical phone iPhone 5, the 4S flew out of Apple stores when it was released on October 14th. Within hours, users started flocking Apple support forum, complaining that batteries were running out of juice fast in Herman Cain's presidential campaign. A bad year for BlackBerry. Research in Motion, the crack-like gadget, was once synonymous with smartphone, effectively ushering the era of messaging, email checking, and other phone 2.0 behavior. But 2011 wasn't kind. It's bad enough that the iPhone and the rise of the Androids continue to muscle BlackBerry out of the limelight. Then the BlackBerry Playbook, RIM's effort in the burgeoning tablet space, arrived with a thud in April. The cap, however, was an October outage at a data center that caused users to lose messages and messaging ability in parts of Europe, the Middle East, India, Africa, and Latin America, and North America. To their credit, RIM ultimately gave away a pile of free apps to the folks affected. The outage lasted for several days and was in the final straw for some users who abandoned ship for other phones and said, fooey on you.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I'll give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
That's it. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy. Tomorrow's Friday, and then a lot of people have a long weekend. I know we do. And let's get together tomorrow. We got lots of stuff going on 1340 KYNS. Talk is cheap with Bill Benica. And until then, know your trails, be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
CBS.